it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
All right, welcome into the pod. We've got pitching today. Part of what they call the Big Three. We've got Lodolo and Ashcraft. How are we doing? You okay with this Big Three moniker? Is that good for you?
It's fine by me.
Yeah, it's fine.
Call it what you want at the end of the day.
I understand it, but I'd rather be the Big Five, but.
Oh, well, you know, it's a work in progress.
It's work in progress.
Big Five.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what it's going to take.
I've asked you this before, but let's get an update on it. What's it like being a part of, like, you can, especially certain games in spring training, you know, you can see perhaps the future, like players placed, and does that excite you guys?
Yeah.
I mean, you're already there, but.
Yeah, it's hard not to get excited, I think. I feel like a lot of our younger guys that you hear about and everything, I feel like they're all having pretty good springs. You never get to see them play or anything. You see highlights and stuff. So getting to see them play and stuff and what people are talking about, it matches up.
Yeah, it kind of brings it to a realization of what we have to come.
Yeah, because, you know, you guys can pitch, but do need some offense along the way, and some of these guys can hit, so that's exciting.
Yeah.
All right, where is the Big Three stand? Are you guys still hanging out? Like, are you two going to be in the same complex again this year, or what's the deal?
No.
Oh, we're splitting. We have breaking news. Is this a breakup?
He abandoned me.
I found a better deal. I mean,
you know what?
I don't know. I'm probably going to be by myself, but I'm five minutes away from him, so it's not like it's that far away.
Yeah.
Do you feel abandoned?
No. I mean, he's got a good deal. I'll give it to him. He tried to get me to go with him. He gave me an offer. I declined.
The guy said he had another one with a similar offer, yeah. And so I was like, well, I know someone. Let me see what I can do.
So he did try. He did try.
What's the offer? Let us get into this. Were you staying in an apartment, condo?
Yeah, they're apartments.
There were apartments, but like we had to pay for renting furniture, utilities, Wi-Fi, cable, like just all these.
He's got the turnkey.
So it was like the Spirit Airlines. Spirit Airlines.
It was a place Steve-O lived at, and before him it was Amir Garrett. And Steve-O, I just told me, he was like, hey, there's this place. It's fully furnished, comes with Wi-Fi, garbage pickup, parking spot, everything but utilities. And so I was like, I'm not passing up on that.
Yeah. I'm staying at the same spot. I like my view.
You got a good view?
Good view.
What's the view?
The river and the bridges. You can see Bengals Stadium, our stadium.
Nice. He was in a good spot. I was looking towards the team hotel, so I was ready to go.
Wow. So where's the upgrade? Like moving on up, where's the upgrade?
I'm be honest. I've been to this place once. I can't even tell you the name of it.
Is it an apartment again?
It's another apartment. Yeah. Yeah. It's another apartment. It's it's roughly 8-10 minutes away from the field.
Yeah. So will you still, I know you guys would, you know, do breakfast or whatever together. Will you still going to do that? Ride to the field together, stuff like that?
Oh, I'm sure he'll scoop me up.
This is a complete breakup.
It'll be all right.
All right. That's good. How are you? Everyone talks about sophomore seasons, and by the time this will drop, you guys will have pitched already in the season. But what have you learned? I know this is a hard question, but you could probably go on all day of what you learned last year. But what did you guys collectively learn? Do you talk about what the experience of the first year was? Because there's a big difference between minor leagues and big league baseball, obviously, especially for a pitcher.
Biggest thing I learned
Yeah.
from a pitching standpoint?
Any standpoint. Life. I mean, teammates will abandon you, so you've got to be thick-skinned, stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, from a pitching standpoint, like you said, it's completely different. Yeah. Triple-A to the big leagues, I feel like it's not even close. How do I make this not so complicated? I mean, what would you say? I was going to say, like, just sequencing stuff, like doubling up and stuff like that. Like, you can kind of get away with that.
Yeah, like learning how to pitch to the guys at this level. I mean, especially for, like, me, when I came up, I was like, oh, I'm just going to try to blow everything past them. And yeah. Second time, third time through the lineup, that doesn't work.
No, you can basically, yeah, like, you can rely on just straight stuff, I feel like, in minor leagues. And just kind of outstuff guys, or at least majority of the lineup, versus you can't do that in the show. Yeah. You're not outstuffed people. Yeah, I mean, your stuff's gonna play. That's gonna get you through the game, obviously. But that you truly got to pitch. You got to think a lot more.
Yeah. So I mean, I would say just learning how to pitch,
because
mm-hmm. yeah. it's completely different than what we did in the minor leagues.
Yeah, like you thought you knew how to pitch in like minor league baseball, but you're really just throwing and you're like. You weren't pitching. Yeah. You were just throwing, and like I said, you were almost just outstuffing like people.
What about this pitch clock? How's that been?
I'm for it.
I know you're quick.
Yeah,
it
works quick.
You're fairly quick, but you've had a couple dings in spring training.
Yeah, I got one last time. I mean, I don't mind it. It's fine. I mean, in the stretch, I would say maybe I feel a little bit like sped up sometimes,
yeah.
But that's just me because I walk around the mound a little bit. Yeah. But other than that, I mean, in the windup, like I'm ready to throw that 8 seconds, like when you're in the windup, so that's perfectly fine.
Let me ask you this: as we evolve here, can the pitcher use that 8 seconds to his advantage? Because the hitter has to be ready, and 8 seconds can't be a long time to stand in the box, or you could mess with the guy. It's only 8 seconds, but that's actually a long time.
Yeah.
Can you use that to your advantage?
I mean, I want to say yes, but we've had conversations with the DJ in pitchers meetings that they're starting to try to make rules to get to where, well, the pitcher can't come set until the hitter's ready in the box at 8 seconds.
That happened yesterday to Williamson. He was ready to go, came set, and the guy wasn't looking at him, and they told him, like, can't do that. Like, the guy's not ready to go. And Brandon's like, I'm not even trying to quick pitch him, but, like, I'm trying to have enough time.
Yeah. No, I get that. For the record, we are recording this in Goodyear, Arizona. It's still spring training. So if there are references to yesterday, whatever, blah, 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 that's why. So, or names that aren't currently on the squad, which we don't know as we speak right
now. Yeah.
Derek Johnson, what's it like working with him now that you have a full year under your belt? Have you seen growth? And I know you guys got together in the offseason. Went down to Nashville. How valuable are things like that?
I mean, I think it was great. I mean, it's coming into the second year, you know how he's going to be approaching you about things. So it makes it a little bit easier and understanding because you're not like, well, I don't want to push the envelope maybe with doing too much stuff or asking too many things to where now it's more like at least for me, now it's more just like, I'm going to go do my thing. And when he tells me something like, hey, try this, that, like, it's just, there's no question about it. Like I have my trust is in DJ, so I'm going to do what he's going to be saying to me. So
yeah, that's a good point. I would say just other than that, like it's just little things now, like DJ knows the way that we operate. We know the way he operates. So, I mean, it's not like we're having to learn each other all over again. You know, I think that's a pretty big thing. I mean, the cues that, from last year, they're pretty much the same cues of this year, at least for me, to get me going. So,
are you guys familiar with Maddox, Glavin, Smoltz? And if you weren't, where I'm going is that you guys got together in the offseason down in Nashville with Derek Johnson, and he said you guys could be the foundation. And listen, that's a heavy comparison we're talking about. Hall of Fame caliber pitchers. Yeah. So some of the best to ever do it. But still, when he threw that out there, what do you guys think? Like, if you can eat half of what those guys were, I mean, you're going to be good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that was that conversation wasn't new to us. We had that conversation with him last year in near about the middle of the end of the season, right? When you said like sometime around September, probably
somewhere in there.
And he set us down in the bullpen and talked with all three of us. And it's one of those things where it's like, it's cool to be put on this, like, a caliber that those guys are at, for all three of us to think, like, if we can perform at the way that we can perform, there's a chance that all three of us could be the next generation of these guys.
And I think it's not even necessarily from, like, a performance standpoint. It's more of, like, just being, like, the core of pitching staff, while also, I mean, those guys did everything together. And that's what DJ, I think, was kind of getting at, too, is, like, that's what we need to do. Like,
that's where I wanted to stop the comparison, have you guys elaborate, because it's really unfair to put that.
That's what I think.
I mean, that is high. That's a high ceiling, man.
You're talking from Hall of Fame guys to three guys that only got a year under their belt.
Yeah, that's why
I get it, though. They did do everything together. They golfed together. They hung out together.
I think it's more of that, obviously, than
great, like, culture,
performance-wise. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because creating the culture is everything, especially nowadays with the way everyone is. I mean, if there's something coming into and people are kind of like, well, what do we do? And people are like, well, I don't know. Yeah. It's just, everybody's just going to try to throw stuff in, and that's when it creates chaos.
So we're still hanging outside of the field then. This is a good comparison. Have we turned him on to any music yet?
Think? He still don't listen to nothing.
Yeah.
I'm over here talking. I have on this every time I have him on, but it amazes me.
I keep telling him, I'm just like, just let me pick a genre. Let me pick a song for you.
We might have to, because I got asked yesterday about it, and I was like, I'll get back to you. I'm going to have something.
What are we talking about? A walk-up?
Walk-up.
Oh, by the time this drops, you will have picked something. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we speak, he hasn't picked anything.
And if he still hasn't picked something, I'm going to tell him he needs Baby Shark for it. So,
he suggested crickets last year to make him choose something. Do we have a genre? Have we broken it down to a genre?
No, it could really be anything. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
He needs to just go with some, like, Metallica or some AC/DC.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to go hard, you know?
Got to get the fans and the guys cranked.
Right. Inner Sandman.
Wasn't that somebody else's?
Yeah, that's a lot of people. A lot of people have done that.
You can't do Inner Sandman.
Yeah. So we'll have to... I have a lot of Metallica on my phone, so I could probably... give you some suggestions.
We'll get one.
I mean, you got Back in Black, AC/DC. That's a great one.
Yeah.
Hell's Bells, another great one.
Yeah. We'll get there. When I look at him, I think AC/DC. It's like people look at me like, you're a nerd. You don't listen to that. I'm like, yeah, I do. I just look like a nerd and play a nerd on TV. What are you? You're still country? What was your song last year?
It was Sold Out by Hardy.
Yeah, okay. What do you got this year?
This year we're going with Black Powder Soul by, I think it's Taylor McCoy.
Just Black Powder Soul. And you just look at Graham, you're like, oh, it fits. Like, if I went up there with something, a song like that, you'd be like, no.
This is a weird question, Nick. Are you a sweater?
No.
Okay, really. So you're contrasting in that way. Because we talked the other day in Arizona, that if you had to pitch here in July and August outside, how many jerseys you would go through?
I wouldn't make it through the first inning. I'd be locked up on the mound.
I last year when I came here for a week on my rehab stint, it was unbelievable. I mean, I was drenched. I felt dead before I even got to the mound.
Me in St. Louis that year.
Yeah, it was like,
how many did you go through? Six jerseys? Because when you go down the stairs towards the clubhouse, the first time I'm like, why are there Ashcraft jerseys hanging up there? Did we move him out of his locker? Is he getting punished? Oh, no, he's switching between every half inning.
Mm-hmm.
And they're back there drying it. They got a big giant blower on the
by the fourth inning, they were smelling bad.
So what about when it's cold? Are you still sweating there?
Oh, yeah. Unless if it's...
He's like, sweating sitting here.
If it's like back out east where it's any type of humidity, even when it's cold, if I'm out moving, I'm sweating.
You drink a lot of water?
Yeah. That's why we don't know. We can't understand why I cramped up.
Spring you cramped up, and with thankfully it was just a cramp. But I'm like, I think he drinks a lot of water, so I don't know how that happened. But thankfully it was a cramp. So
they said I need to eat more bananas because you know monkey never cramped. So.
Now the off season homeschooling. Is the wife still going to school?
Yeah, she's finishing up the school part of it in about the middle of June. And then after that, she'll have clinicals.
So you're still living in Tennessee then?
Yeah, we actually bought a house in Murfreesboro.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's out Murfreesboro. That's outside of Nashville?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. About 35, 40 minutes.
Yeah, that's a nice area, actually. You go to stay there? Is that?
Yeah.
That's Are you really?
That's what we're
Really? Yeah. There's breaking news once again. So the kid has gone north. Wow. What about you? You're Dallas area still?
Fort Worth.
He's the same boat as me.
I'm all good. Staying there.
You buy a house there?
I did buy a house there.
So what was it like buying a house for the first time?
Weird.
Yeah, kind of weird. I don't know. I actually just scheduled a lawn service today.
Big move.
Yeah, our neighbor.
Nick is growing up.
Our neighbor said, hey, you're probably going to need a lawn service starting now. I don't know. We got some type of grass that just doesn't grow in the off season. Like,
really?
Yeah, because it's cold.
Yeah.
And she's,
yeah, you ought to try Ohio.
Yeah, she told us.
That darn thing growing.
Yeah, and she said, it's probably getting to that time. So, I don't know. As a homeowner, that was my first thing now. Just set that up this morning.
There's always, trust me on this, there's always something. There will always be something that needs to be done. Always.
Well, the problem is for me is the wife's in school right now, so she's not in the house, so there's no furniture yet.
Oh.
And so I know that's coming here soon.
That's a big expense.
Yeah.
Are you going to do the shopping or will she? Because there's probably a difference in price there.
She's going to be sending stuff to me. Just
has to meet your approval.
Just in some areas. I know there's some things that I'm probably not going to have a say-so in, and that's okay. That's okay.
So were you guys modest, or did we go after it on this house? Because, like, Hunter Green, he went after it.
Yeah, no. Yeah. My house isn't like Hunter's.
Yeah, no.
Have you been to Hunter's house?
Not yet.
Here?
No.
Wow, what a first. I've been to his house.
He's out there.
He's way out there.
He says 40.
Did a segment in spring training with him where he, like, gave us a tour of his house.
MTV Cribs.
Hunter, if you're listening to this, I'm telling you.
Listen, I'm a nerd. I can't pull off MTV Cribs. But sort of like that, he was giving us a tour, and then we did an interview there. It was like a little fireside chat. And it was out there, man. It took a long time to get there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I was going to say. Hunter, if you're listening to this, it's not 40 minutes to your house. I know that's a lie.
Yeah.
It's every bit of an hour 10. Has to be.
Depending on traffic, yeah. We went at a good time, so it probably took between 45 and an hour, but he's got a nice spot though.
It looks real nice.
The pictures, no, it's nice. The pictures, the view is real nice. Beautiful,
especially for a first house in there.
Yeah,
and he's totally into design, so he's designing every little part of it, including like a light shining off of a plant in a corner. He's got lights, like
he's into that.
Totally into lights.
Hunter likes art and stuff like that. Yeah. So that makes me, yeah.
He's got an art room.
It's an art room. So yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to have this rug here. I'm going to have this painting here. This is mapped out. He had stuff taped off where he's literally designing the whole thing himself.
That's cool.
I mean, when you got the touch like that.
Yeah, I wish I did.
Might as well do it.
I mean.
You can put a bed on a floor and I'm happy.
Yeah. Honestly, I was over at furniture shopping. I don't know. Our house looks like you might as well just walk into Pottery Barn. That's what it looks like. I think we got to have half the store.
Did you pick any of it, or were you just
some,
like,
of it?
Some of it?
Yeah, some of it, but fiance, most of it.
Yeah. Do we have a wedding date for you yet?
Yeah, New Year's Eve.
What?
Yep.
New Year's Eve? Because everyone in the world will be celebrating your anniversary?
Yeah. It's be a good one. It's be fun.
Wow.
Good date.
I was going to say the
after she wanted.
The reception. You're going to have a big party?
No one has to worry about going to work the next couple
of
days.
Yeah, no one has to. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think our wedding, we get married at like 7 p.m. Wow. I think it ends at like 12:15 right after the ball drops.
All right, now update me here. When we did a podcast last year, you said you were going to try to get him hunting. Did this happen?
No, he had a really busy off season.
I did. I was doing a lot of different things.
furniture shopping probably took it out of you.
That, I don't know.
I feel like every time we text, he was either in a different state or going on a vacation somewhere.
Move around a lot.
I don't know. Could he fit in the deer stand?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you're big enough. Fit.
Yeah.
He'd probably blend in better than me.
You got the camo glove going on here.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
brand new. Is this going to be a gamer?
Oh, yeah. This will be the gamer this year.
Check it out. That's actually a good-looking glove.
All the way around this year.
Am I allowed to touch it?
You can touch it.
All right. Now, I do not. It's one of these things that, like, some media people were in the dugout, and they'll, like, pick up glove. Don't pick up that glove. Some guys don't like their, you know. Just, like, don't touch someone's glove unless you're given permission. So, this is a Rawlings glove. This is sweet. You got a long ways to go to break this bad boy in.
Yeah.
Emily on mm-hmm. there.
Wife's name's been on every glove since I've
every glove?
Him. Mm-hmm.
And then you've got a Bible verse here.
Jeremiah 20:11.
Is that your life verse?
No, I pick a different one every year.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm. This one is actually a warrior voice, a warrior script.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So it's just, I pick it out and just roll with it, and it just...
What's the process? Do you say, Rawlings, this is what I want on it?
Yeah.
And this is where.
And tell them what color, like the leather color that I want. Tell them I want the camo mesh. And then they'll ask the trim, the webbing, the laces, the stitching, all that stuff.
Wow. And you paid nothing for that, right?
Yeah, they pay me for them.
It's a good life, you know, once you get to the bigs, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What about you? You got anything on your glove?
No, I don't even use my custom gloves. I use the black and white one that's like the default glove they give us. Like, so if you get traded, you have a glove to like always use. So it's not like one color. I just pitch with the black and white one.
This does not surprise me at all, which I love about you because you're just like, whatever. I'll just use the default one. I don't need camo. I don't need anything on there. I just need it to work. I just need it to catch baseballs.
It works.
Now, when you guys are hanging out, who does most of the talking?
Out of us three?
You three.
Hunter.
Yeah. I mean, Hunter talks a lot. I don't know. It depends what we're talking about.
Yeah, what's he talking about normally? Can it just run the gamut? You gave him a look like, oh, do I
it
say?
It could be a lot of different things. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, it just depends what you get him talking about.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I feel like when we have conversations, it's...
We're trying to get everybody here on the golf train. I got Graham on it a little bit last year. Now he's really starting to kick it.
Starting to swing it now?
Starting to.
Every now and then. Sometimes we fall back.
We still got to get Hunter a set of clubs, but he's interested.
I would think he would have been a golfer because he was a shortstop, you know.
I think he said he used to, and then once he had his elbow, his Tommy John, he stopped. And so I think it's kind of just got to pick it back up.
Yeah.
But we're getting Graham there, getting Graham thinking about the game a little bit different. Just because the shot's 240 doesn't mean you got to hit your 240 club.
Yeah, I like to.
Can you hit it a country mile?
I hit a golf ball just like I throw a baseball. I'm just gripping
all out effort, just getting after it. Really?
Yeah.
So just let me think. There's got to be a slice in there then if you're going after it.
Yeah.
Is there a slice in there?
There was. It's came along. Swing's come a long way.
Really nice.
We've dialed about all the irons back about an extra. Drop down about 30 yards on all of them.
There we go. So I'm telling you, your 8-iron's not meant to go 200. So you don't need to hit it there.
Yeah.
Five iron, you don't want it to.
It doesn't matter what number club you use. It's the result, obviously. Yeah. So is he pretty good?
He's pretty decent. Yeah. He can swing.
You swing it lefty, right? Because we've gone over this lefty righty weird thing that you.
Which way do you think I hit a golf club? I think
it'd be righty.
No.
You're lefty?
Yep.
Yeah. You guys are weird. Well, hold on a second. You swing. Why do you swing lefty? Did you hit lefty?
I used to be a switch hitter when I was younger, and then I just liked hitting from the left side, so I kept it there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. ambidextrous. Like this guy, he lefty, rights, righty.
Throws eats, a football righty.
Righty, throws a football righty, which is the most unusual thing ever that you throw a baseball left and a football right. And I'm not just...
You shoot you basketball.
Can throw, I mean, you can throw 40, 50 yards right-handed. Which
shoots hoops right-handed?
Yeah. I can't even shoot hoops or throw a football left-handed. I'm all jacked up.
How is that? We've gone over the... Again, if you've listened to the podcast, we went over this before, but it still amazes me. Does it not amaze you?
It blows my mind because I go and throw a football left-handed. I can throw a decent spiral left-handed, but it's about 10 yards. Yeah, anything past that, I'm throwing a duck fart out there.
Throwing a what?
A duck fart.
Oh, okay. I've never been around one of those. Because it's one thing to swing, you know, the opposite side of your throw, but to throw football righty, baseball lefty, that is highly unusual. That is very unusual. So you can't throw a baseball righty? Because if you were an ambidextrous pitcher now.
Oh, I can't. Like, I'm not saying I can pitch, but like I could play catch with you to a pretty good distance.
Speaking about messing with someone during that 8 seconds, all of a sudden you just switch up and throw one in there righty?
Yeah. That probably wouldn't go too well. Velo's not there.
Oh, but you can throw like 40, 50 yards football, right?
Probably 50's a stretch. 50, that's an absolute cannon.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've really never tried to throw
the football 70 yards, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, I know it don't look like it, but
wow.
There was once a time, yeah. Once a time.
70's deep.
That is real deep.
It is. I used to be able to throw.
You QB in high school?
I was, yeah. So, but that didn't mean it was accurate.
Sorry.
70 yards. When I talk to Hunter, I'm amazed at, and all you guys are so mature beyond your age. I talk to Hunter and he makes me feel not very smart sometimes. Like, how are you so smart when you're so young? So,
and you didn't go to college.
But, you know, he was educated so well. I mean,
he is. It's like when Hunter has an interview like in front of me and then they ask me, I'm like,
I gotta follow this.
Just take his answers. Like, hey, I'm not gonna say it any better than he did.
But I love it though. I love that you guys, because there's healthy inner competition and there's unhealthy inner competition. And when teammates are clashing or not getting along, and that's no good, especially for pitchers. So the fact that you guys get along, you have this inner competition, has to be good, right? Is it beneficial? You talk about culture. That's part of culture, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, because especially like thinking for like the younger guys when they come up, like we don't want it to be like, hey, you're fighting for your job because somebody else is coming to take it.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that at the end of the day. Somebody's trying to come for your job. We want it to be more so of like when somebody comes up, it's like, hey, we want you to do good just as much as we want to do good.
Right.
Because if you're doing good and we're doing good, our team's doing good.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what, like, the big key for us that we're trying to get going.
Yeah. That's the only way it's going to work.
Yeah. So you're okay. Like, Hunter got the opening day nod, which they sometimes make a bigger deal out of opening day than not. Once you get into the season, it's...
Hey, that's one of 32 starts a year.
Exactly.
I mean,
that's a good way to look. I mean, it is different in Cincinnati. It's a big deal, and it's a big deal for us media nerds. We make a big deal out of it.
It is. And he deserves it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can make a case for anybody, but I think Hunter definitely deserves it. And like you said, I mean, we're going to be in the dugout hoping Hunter throws 7 shutty just as much as we want to. So.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, if you guys are hanging out, you three, who's picking the music on the ride?
Well, you know I'm out on that one. It's definitely Hunter.
Yeah.
So
mine's getting vetoed.
Sorry. Well, you don't care, so Hunter vetoes the country? He's pretty eclectic.
No, he probably...
It depends. Eclectic. It depends on what type of mood he's in.
Yeah. No, I've found that out, too. Because it can be anywhere from old school R&B to hip hop or pop or
he definitely sometimes knows a lot of rock. Different, I feel like, genres.
Yeah, he knows a lot of genres.
No, he really does. He really does. All right, who's choosing where you eat?
That's probably Hunt, too.
Yeah. I didn't want to say it, but yeah.
I'll probably give a little input there, but I mean, Hunt knows every good restaurant around.
Yeah.
That's one of his favorite things to do.
That's definitely in his wheelhouse. Yeah. Yeah. Because I would see you guys on the road and he'd be waiting, you know, down in the lobby or whatever, and you were waiting for Hunter.
Where are you guys going?
I don't know. Someplace Hunter picked.
Yeah. It'd be someplace that you'd be like, well, they don't have a reservation. Hunter's like, yeah, we're going. I'm like, all right.
We'll get in. Who's choosing what you guys do besides eat?
It's normally like a group decision, yeah. I'd say. Really? There's no one that's not really specific.
Yeah, it's not like we do just one thing either.
Yeah. Unless it's just like...
What are some
Unless it's like him or I that say like, hey, let's go play a round of golf. And then it's like, oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Because you're not video. Are you a video game guy?
Yeah.
Graham, you are?
Yeah, Graham loves video games. No, I don't ever really play.
Is Hunter a video game? He's not much of a video game guy, right?
I don't even know if...
Yeah, I mean, I think he has... like a console, but I don't know if he's like huge into it.
Yeah, I'm probably the biggest gamer.
What are your games?
God, COD, Rocket League, The Show. I mean,
do you play online against someone, or is it against the computer, or both?
I have some buddies from back home, I'll play with them against other people
with the headsets on and talking crap and all that.
Yeah, too bad we can't talk crap to the other team, but we sure do give each other enough crap for. For it to make up for it.
I do enjoy it. But yeah, like my PlayStation's still in the backpack I got here. And now that I think about it.
This is like my wife. She hasn't been here all spring because she's in school. Yeah. So I ain't got nothing else to do.
I'm amazed that the times have changed so much. It used to be the players would race back to the hotel or not even go to the hotel. They just go out. You know, there wasn't video game systems. Now you're traveling these suitcases of video games, which is just open up, ready to rock and roll. And a lot of players stay in and don't go out anymore, which is actually a good thing.
Yeah, it's kind of a good thing.
It's a very good thing because you know, there's trouble to be had out there. So.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. Now, what about hotel Wi-Fi on the road? You got to have the Wi-Fi, don't you, to play the game?
Hotel Wi-Fi is normally okay.
Really?
Yeah.
To play it's
a lot better online? Than that. My Wi-Fi at my spring training house right now. I'll tell you that.
Really?
I could about throw my freaking PlayStation out the window.
Now you're rooming with India, right? Yep. Again, we're recording here in spring training. You're rooming with India?
Mm-hmm.
How's that working out?
It's been great. I mean, I've enjoyed it. Just been nice, kind of getting to know them more because last year it was just like. Position players, like there was only a couple guys that I actually got to know, and he wasn't one of them, and so it was kind of nice like getting to get closer with him, get to know him a lot better, just to kind of create that unity as a team more,
because he's an interesting guy.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really say anything negative about him. I mean, I haven't had any negative conversations with him.
Did he just ask you to?
Yeah, he asked me during Reds Fest last year. He was like, hey, have you found a place to live? And I was like, no. He's like, well, we got a room open. And I was like, all right.
Wow. So the Wi-Fi is bad, huh? It's not good.
Yeah, it's tough.
That's a tough one.
It's tough. Can't even watch Netflix on my phone connected to Wi-Fi.
No, that's not
good.
Yeah.
How are we going to survive?
Are you being sarcastic over there?
No, I mean, if your Wi-Fi doesn't work. Our Wi-Fi at our place didn't work, and I had the lady 3 days in. Cox Communications or whatever. They were... over there, they put a whole new router in and everything. We're ready to rock.
Yeah, I emailed this lady and they said, they went online, oh, it looks like you have too many phones connected to the Wi-Fi. I'm like, well.
Reset it.
What does it matter?
Too many phones connected.
What does it matter if it's connected?
You know, wow. I think we're at the point now where we can have multiple devices hooked up. We finally found something that he needs that matters. Wi-Fi. We finally found it.
Everybody needs Wi-Fi.
Most of the time, whatever. Just whatever. Wi-Fi. We finally found it. Now, you, in your spring training situation, you're staying with college buddies?
Yeah, I got...
Now, are there any stories to be told from this?
I got two college buddies and a buddy that I grew up playing with and I went to high school with. So.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
You guys got a meeting coming up here.
Yeah.
We got... So I'm going to eventually have to turn you loose here. We might have to go shorter here. We're going to have to get the three amigos together, all three of you at one time.
Let's get Hunt in here.
You think so?
Yeah, I think it'd be good.
I think it would be good. Although if he...
You just got to tell him, like, you got to make time, Hunter. Quit making excuses.
I wasn't going to throw him under the bus. I tried for the trio on this edition. Didn't quite work out. What, he said he was had to memorize lines for a commercial?
Yeah, he's
I'm like, whoa.
He's in a commercial?
He said he was busy.
He's got a commercial.
I got to ask him what kind of commercial.
A car commercial.
A car commercial.
He's got to memorize lines. I'm like, what is it, like a short film? It's like 30 seconds, right? That's not that hard.
Guy's in a car commercial. Well, we got to figure out what car this is.
Chevy.
I believe it's Chevrolet.
Really? Yeah. From where? A dealership out here?
It's a... Cincy. I think it's Cincy. It's Cincy. I don't know. By the time this drops, I'm sure it's already aired. So.
Ah.
Yeah, and he's shooting it.
If not, they'll be looking out for it. So.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be green great.
Car commercial coming your way. Yeah.
Reasonable excuse.
That is a you know what? I bowed down to it. I'm like, hey, you got a car deal? Go on with it.
Yeah.
Get everything you can get.
Yeah.
Everything you can get, because this little window is short, so you go after it. This little podcast will survive. Plus, you guys are great. So, but we will try to get all three of you together if we can make that happen. If we can work it into Hunter's busy schedule.
Yeah, maybe Hunter can get us in the back seat of driving the car on the car commercial.
Yes, let's do a yes. There you go. He needs wingmen.
Hey,
so, I appreciate you guys. Thank you very much. Good luck the rest of the way, and we will certainly be hitting you up.
Let's do it again.
All right, that is Graham Ashcraft, and that is Nick Lodolo. Here on the Jim Day Podcast, everyone. We'll see you next time.